Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
It is it's good to be back here, gathered all together with everyone.
很高兴我们又回到了这里和大家聚在一起。
Our church body last weekend was at the retreat.
我们的教会肢体上个周末呢是在我们的退休会上。
And I think for all of us there, it was very evident.That God is working powerfully in our midst.
我相信我们在那边退休会的教会肢体都看到了神在我们当中是有力的做工的。
I wish that all of us had a chance to be there together.
我真希望就是我们每一个人都能参加。
So if you weren't able to go, we certainly, your presence was missed there.
你上个周末如果没有去的话，我们也真是想念你们。
But I was just thinking about that, you know, when we look around and we think back on what God's been doing.
当我在想，就是我们看看周围的一切，我们也就意识到神在我们中间是如何做工的。
Yeah, God is powerfully working here in our midst, isn't He? Amen.
神在我们当中是非常有力的在做的工。
Know that a lot of you, like myself, even knowing about the Elder Chu's passing.
我知道你们当中有很多人就像我自己一样听到那个朱长老去世的消息。
Have been affected by that.
我们都被就是深深的影响了。
And I ask that we continue to spend time to pray for his family.
我请求大家呢，就是继续为他的家人祷告。
Pray for all of the brothers and sisters that felt a deep closeness with him.
也为那些就是和朱长老他们很亲近的这些兄弟姐妹们祷告。
You know, in reality, we know that we can praise God because we know that He's home with the Lord.
事实上我们真的可以是感谢神因为我们知道朱长老是和神在一起了现在
But unfortunately it's when people pass away that causes us to remember all of these things and interactions that we've had with them in our life, right?
但是呢也不幸的就是当一个人去世的时候呢我们总是会记得这个人和我们在一起所度过一个这个时间
So we rejoice that he is with the Lord, but I think for a lot of us, I can share the sentiment with you that our hearts might still be a little bit heavy.
我们呢也很高兴，就是朱长老和神在一起了，但是我们知道我们的心内心也是很沉重的。
I'm heavy for another reason too.
我呢也为另外一个原因而高兴。
Not 高兴 but heavy. 心里有点。
我为另外一个原因，心里也觉得很沉重。
I won't go into details, but yeah, my heart's a little heavy this morning.
我不想详细的说了，但是今天早上我的心里是有一点沉重的。
And then earlier I was talking to another brother.
早些的时候我在跟另外一个弟兄聊天。
Who also said that he had a very hard morning as well.
他说他今天早上的时间非常的艰难。
So sometimes we come into worship together with brothers and sisters, but our hearts may not completely be there.
所以有时候呢，虽然我们人来到了我们的弟兄姐妹当中一起敬拜神，但是我们的内心可能心里可能不是完全的在这里。
Does that ever happen to you?
这你有没有曾经这样子的感受过？
I know it happens to me.
我知道我曾经有这样的经历。
And I know at least one other brother here that may feel that way.
我知道至少有一位兄弟现在是这样子感受的。
Can we just go to the Lord together in prayer and ask God to help make us ready for Him?
让我们一起来到神的面前，一起祷告，预备我们的心灵，一同来到他的面前。
Father, we it's really in these moments that we do remember that you are the only one that we can come to.
父啊，我们知道，只有在这种时刻，我们才知道你是唯一的，我们可以来到你面前的。
And there's not one other person here that would know the weight that is on our heart.
在这里，在这群人当中，没有一个人能够像你这样知道我们内心的沉重。
There's not another person here who knows the burdens that we carry.
没有另外一个人知道我们心里所负的重担。
There's not another person here who is familiar with the flaws and the brokenness of our character as you do.
没有一个人知道我们内心的污点，没有能一个人知道我们心是如何的破碎。
And I think it's fair to say that there's not another person here who understands the struggles that we face.
也没有一个人能够理解我们所面临的挣扎。
The struggles that oftentimes may appear to be as massive hindrances to our faith and our love for you.
这些挣扎有时候会就是阻碍我们对你的信靠，我们和我们对你的信心。
So you are the only one that we can come to.
你是唯一的，我们可以来到你面前。
God, you are my God.
神啊，你是我的神。
And you are God of your people here.
你是我们这群人的神。
Lord, would you hear our cries?
请听到我们的哭喊。
We hunger for you.
我们为你饥饿。
We need what only you can give.
我们所需要的只有你能给我们。
And we don't come with arrogance.
我们在你面前不能骄傲。
We come before you with humility.
我们来到你面前是一种谦卑的心来到你面前。
That you would give only what you know that we need.
你会给我们我们所需要的。
Which is more of yourself.
比你自己更多。
So Father, we come before you as a church and we pray that you help us.
神啊，我们一个教会来到你的面前我们祷告你会帮助我们。
And direct us to be honest with you and to worship you.
指引我们能够对你诚实来敬拜你。
In truth and in spirit.
在真实在真道和那个和圣灵面前。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. I said earlier that as I thought about this church throughout this week, I thought about this last weekend.
就像我前面说的，我这个周这周和上周末，我都在想我们这个教会。
I shared with our youth group last night.
我昨天晚上
和 our English group.
我昨天晚上和我们英文组的团契也分享了。
I'll share with you a secret.
我要和你分享一个秘密。
That Pastor James is really kind of a crazy guy.
James 长老是疯狂的人。
疯狂。He is, he keeps up a very stoic and serious demeanor.
他看上去是非常严肃的一个人。
He's not really.
但是他并不是那么严肃的一个人。
So if you ask him how was the weekend,
如果你问他你这个周末如何，
he will give you a very qualified and appropriate sounding answer.
他会给你一个很合理的答案。
He'll say praise to the Lord.
他会说感谢神。
What a fantastic weekend seeing God's work in our midst, brothers and sisters.
这个周末是非常奇妙，我们看到神在我们弟兄姐妹们弟兄姐妹身上做工。
And yet when he texted me and his wife and my wife on a little group text on Tuesday.
但是当他礼拜二的时候发了短信给我们，因为我们他的太太和我的太太，我们都在短信里面。
He doesn't write very seriously.
他没有写得很严肃。
He wrote, Woohoo!
他写着 Woohoo!
Woohoo! Praise the Lord, we see his blessings among his people.
赞美神，我们看到神在我们这群人当中所做的工。
See, he doesn't write Woohoo to you, he writes Woohoo to me.
他跟你不会这样讲，但是他跟我是这样讲的。
As we talked about this weekend, we almost cannot help but just give thanks and praise to God as we see God's handiwork in our midst.
当我们讲起这个周末的时候，我们就是只能给神更多的感谢，我们只能感谢神在我们当中做的工。
It's not that we don't see, and I think all of us don't miss the shortcomings of this church. We don't miss it. We all know the shortcomings of this church.
我们大家也都知道，我们这个教会也有缺点。
I think if we provided an anonymous survey to give criticism to the church,
如果我们可以提供一个匿名的调查的话，给这个教会哪些建议或者批评的话
，I'm sure many of you the list could be very, very, very long.
我知道啊，我们有些可能会写的非常非常多的建议和批评。
And yet, if you are part of this body of Christ,
当然，如果你是我们这个教会肢体的一部分的话
，you almost cannot deny that you see the Spirit powerfully working in the lives of his people.
但是你也不可以否认，你也看到圣灵在我们这些兄弟姐妹当中做的工。
That's a good place to be.
这是一个非常好的地方。
It's a good place to be where you're part of a body of Christ, where you see God working and changing lives through his word and by the power of the Spirit.
在这个地方，我们可以看到通过神的话语和圣灵，他在改变我们兄弟姐妹的生命。
If you're a non-Christian here, it's great for you to keep coming.
如果你还不是信徒的话，这是一个好的地方，你要继续来。
Because although you are not part of this body,
虽然你不是我们教会肢体的一部分，
you're able to see live miracles of lives changing.
你也可以看到我们这些奇迹在这些生命在我们这些生命的生命上面发生。
Especially what we heard in testimonies this last weekend.
特别是就是我们这周末所听到的一些见证
that God is working in lives while we, many of us, are going through difficult times.
虽然我们都很多我们当中很多人都在经历一些艰难困苦，但是神一直在我们身上做工
while we are going through hardships.
当我们在经历这些困难时期的时候
God is still alive and working, amen.
神是活的，他一直在做工。
And I think this is very special timing.
这是一个非常特别的时间。
也是刚好。Yeah, I don't know how to say that. Because we are about to kick off our next series.
就是这个时间段也凑的非常的好，因为我们也刚好就是要开始讲我们下一个下一段了。
下一个
系列。
系列 ，series。
系列。
系列。Because today I want to introduce to you, I want to tell you about a church that they too, many of the brothers and sisters were going through hard times.
因为我也马上就要告诉你，有一个教会，就是在这个教会里，很多兄弟姐妹也正在经历一个艰难的时间。
These are our brothers and sisters.
这些也是我们的兄弟姐妹。
That belong to a church over 6,000 miles away.
这些兄弟姐妹是属于一个在6000英里以外的教会。
These are brothers and sisters that were part of a church body over 2,000 years ago.
这些兄弟姐妹是属于一个2000年以前的一个教会的肢体。
And yet,
但是
they were suffering for their faith.
但是因为他们正在遭受信心上的折磨。
They had difficulties in their life.
他们的生活当中也有困难。
They had difficulties within the body of Christ.
甚至他们在耶稣这个肢体上也经历一些困难。
They had difficulties and pressures that they're facing in their own daily lives.
他们每天的生活也经历到压力。
And so this is the beginning of our series.In the book, the letter of 2 Thessalonians.
这就是我们下一个系列的开始，就是帖撒罗尼迦后书。
It's a church that is under trials.
这是一个在试炼中的教会。
And yet, what I find fascinating,
但是我觉得奇妙的是
is right in the beginning of his letter.
在他这封信开端的开始的时候
，Paul, who is writing this letter,
保罗就是写这封信的人
，He is praising God for this group, this small group of brothers and sisters.
他为了这小群人这些兄弟姐妹们而赞美神。
He not only gives thanks for what is happening in their faith and in their love for each other.
他不仅仅是为他们的信心和他们的爱来感谢神。
But as you see in the opening verses, he's boasting about this church to other churches.
他在其他的教会面前都为这个教会而夸口。
There is a powerful working of God in that midst of the small group of brothers and sisters.
在这这一小群的兄弟姐妹的身上呢，我们看到了神在有力的做着工。
How did they thrive in their faith through such hardships?
那在这个困境当中，他们的信心是如何兴旺繁荣的呢？
What happened to their faith while they're being hard pressed on every side?
在他们生活的每一个方面都受到压制的时候，他们的信心和生命是如何发生了什么变化呢？
Grab your Bible this morning and let's just turn to 2 Thessalonians.
让我们打开圣经，帖撒罗尼迦后书。
We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 4, just the first few verses this morning.
第一章从第一节到第四节。
And then Pastor James will pick up where we leave off next Sunday.
那下个周日呢James 长老就会接着讲。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 1 through 4.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第一节到第四节。
And I'm going to just read to you verse 1 and 2 first.
我们先读第一二节。
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father,And the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦，在神我们的父与主耶稣基督里的教会，愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
Now, if you weren't here for our first part of the series that kicked off the, you know, earlier this year in 1 Thessalonians,allow me to just remind you of a few things.
如果你在我们讲帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候你没在这里的时候的话，那我就再提醒你几点。
Remember that this was number one, a new group of believers.
这是一群就是非常新的信徒。
And Paul and his team, which is Paul Silvanus, which is the Greek name of who?Silas, okay, and Timothy, he could have used his Greek name, which would have been Timotheus. This team came to bring the gospel to the city of Thessalonica.
那保罗和他的团队，也就是包括希拉和提摩太，来到了这个城市叫做帖撒罗尼迦，把福音带到了这个城市。
Thessalonica is part of this larger area called Macedonia. And God had given a vision to Paul to bring the team, to bring the gospel to this land, Macedonia, where the gospel had never reached before.
神呢给保罗了一个意象，让保罗把福音呢带到马其顿这个地方来，因为福音从来没有被传到马其顿这个地方。
So when they went into the land of Macedonia, the first city they went into was a city called Philippi.
当他们去马其顿的时候，第一个城市他们经过的是叫做菲利比城市。
And in Philippi, they were able to lead some prominent Jewish women.
在菲利比这个城市呢，他们带领了一些就是犹太的。犹太的妇女。
Then through some amazing events, they were able to lead a jailer of the prison and his whole family to Christ.
通过一些就是非常奇妙的事件呢，他们也带领了一家就是监狱里的一家人。
They were baptized not too shortly after that.
他们很快就受洗了。
And this became the body of Christ in Philippi.
这些人就成为了在菲利比这个城市耶稣的肢体。
And after planting this body of Christ,
当种植了这个肢体，在腓立比这个城市种植了这个肢体以后，
Paul and Silas and Timothy then went on to this city called Thessalonica.
然后呢，保罗、希拉和提摩太呢，就来到了这个城市，叫做铁沙罗尼加这个城市。
They were there for, the Bible says in Acts 16 and 17, three Sabbaths.
他们呢，在那边待了三个安息日。
They were sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们在分享耶稣基督的福音。
And within these three Sabbaths, there were Jews and non-Jews, and even some, the Bible says, some prominent women of the city, all coming to faith in Jesus Christ.
在这个三个安息日，就像圣经上说的，有犹太人、非犹太人。还有一些就是在这个城市里重要的一些妇女都来到了耶稣基督面前。
The power of the gospel.
我们看到这个福音的力量。
You don't need fancy church planting books.
你不需要一些很豪华的一些教会的书。
They brought the gospel for 3 weeks.
他们在三个礼拜之内就把福音传到了这里。
And there came all these new brothers and sisters.
这些所有这些信徒都是一些新的兄弟姐妹们。
So remember that this group that Paul is writing to in the second letter is a group of new believers.
所以我们记得，保罗在铁撒罗尼迦后书所写的信是给这些新的信徒的。
Second, I want you to remember that this group of new believers was under a lot of pressure.
第二点，我希望大家能够记得的，就是这群新的信徒在面临的压力非常的大。
A lot of pressure to not grow in their faith.
他们有非常大的压力，就是在主耶稣基督内成长，面临非常大的压力。
A lot of pressure to not live out the new life that Christ has given to them.
他们的压力是他们要在主里成长，这所面临的压力是非常的大的。
As soon as they had put their faith in Christ,
但是当他们把他们信靠放在了基督身上，
there was an attack on their faith.
他们的信心上就遭到了攻击。
If you remember, there was even a riot against them.
如果你记得的话，我们说过有一个暴力就是对他们，反对他们。
Against their faith.
反对他们的信心。
And the riot was so strong.
这股暴力非常的强壮。
That they decided to sneak out by cover of night, Paul and Silas and Timothy.
他们不得不偷偷的把保罗、希拉和提摩太悄悄的在晚上把他们送出城。
Look, these believers were just a group of believers, no different than us.
这群信徒其实跟我们当中的一模一样。
At times, under hard circumstances that could hinder their faith.
在我们一些艰难困苦的时期，可以阻挡我们的信心。
Not just because of the persecution of their faith, which we will hear more about.
不仅仅是就是我们信心所遭受到的逼迫。
But there may have been elderly people in this group of new believers.
他们当中呢，可能也有一些老人。
There may have been fathers and mothers.
或者父亲母亲的。
Mothers who stay at home.
或者是全职在家带孩子的母亲。
Women in the marketplace.
或者全职上班的母亲。
Youth.
年轻人。
Students.
学生。
Employees.
员工。
Business owners.
生意人。
Just like any of us.
就像我们当中的任何一个人。
They face day-to-day pressure.
他们每天面临的压力非常大。
Pressure for them to not grow in their faith.
这个压力呢，阻止他们在耶稣里成长。
In fact, I would venture to say that they had every reason to not grow and continue in their faith.
事实上，我可以说他们有就是任何的理由都可以说他们要放弃他们的信心。
Is there a person in your life?That may be affecting your faith.
那在你的生命当中有没有个人也在影响你的信心呢？
Is there a particular circumstance that today may be affecting your faith?
那今天有没有一个很特别的境况也在阻止你的信心成长呢？
This is what they were facing.
这就是他们那时候所面临的。
Paul was worried about these believers so much that he wrote about his prayers for them in the first letter. You want to see it? The first one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们来看一看帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章
verse 10.
第十节。
Look at what he prays for them.
我们来看看他是如何为他们祷告的。
As we pray most earnestly night and day, that we may see what you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith.
我们昼夜切切的祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。
Okay. Look also at chapter 3 verse 12.
那我们也来看第三章第十二节。
And may the Lord, this is his prayer, make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all as we do for you.
这也是保罗的祷告。又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
Paul was so concerned about all these pressures that they were facing. He was praying for them that their faith wouldn't be hindered and their love for one another wouldn't be hindered.
保罗非常的关心 这群人，因为他担心他们的信心和对彼此的爱会被这些压力所阻止。
And remember, Paul was unable to go and visit them himself.
因为保罗自己不能去探望他们。
So who did he send? He sent Timothy to go back to check on them.
所以他派遣了提摩太去探望他们。
And what was the report that Timothy came back with? I think we lost projection over there, right? Okay.
那当提摩太回来的时候是如何向保罗汇报的呢？
Timothy said, Paul, they are still suffering.
提摩太说，保罗他们仍旧在受折磨。
But their faith is growing.
但是他们的信心在增长。
And their love for each other is increasing.
他们对彼此的爱也在增长。
And that's why we have this letter that we see in 2 Thessalonians.
所以我们所以才有帖撒罗尼迦后书这封信。
Look at verse 3 and 4, because now that he knows how they are responding to all their hardships, look at what he writes.
那我们来看第一章第三节和第四节，我们来看看他们这群人是如何对他们所面临的压力做出反应的。
He said, brothers and sisters, we ought to always give thanks to God for you.
他说弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神。
As this is right.
这本是合意的。
Because your faith is growing abundantly.
因你们的信心格外增长。
And the love of every one of you for one another is increasing.
并且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足。
You can see that Paul had a special joy in his heart as he saw this church under trials.
你看到可以看出来保罗看到这个教会在受试炼的时候，他的内心有一种特殊的喜乐。
They were transformed under trials.
他们在试炼中被改变了。
He was worried for them and prayed for them.
他曾经为他们担心，为他们祷告。
He knew that they were under so much pressure and hardship.
他知道他们的压力非常大，他们的境况非常的困难。
But when he heard about how they are transformed,
但他当他听说他们是如何被改变的时候
，He says, "I need to give thanks to God for you."
他说我为了你们，我要赞美神。
Because through all this hardship,
因为通过这些所有的艰难困苦
，Your faith is growing abundantly.
你的信心格外的增长。
And that's the first point I want us to receive and remember this morning.
这是我希望大家能够记住的第一点。
That hardships can result in a flourishing faith.
你的艰难会给你带来蓬勃发展的信心。
That hardship that you are facing in your life right now.
你现在所面临的这些艰难困苦。
God is able to use that to help your faith grow.
神可以用这些艰难困苦来帮助你的信心成长。
And not just grow, but grow abundantly.
不仅仅是成长，而是格外成长。
You see, Paul uses two words for this concept of growing, this compound word.
你看，我们看到保罗是在用两个字来描述这个成长啊增长。
He uses the word super.
他第一个用的字叫 super,
which is a word that means abundantly.
这个字是指丰富的、格外的。
And then the second word is oxano.
第二个字叫做 oxano,
which is to grow.
他的意思就是成长。
So he's not only just thanking them that their faith is growing.
他不仅仅就是为了他们增长的信心而感
恩。But their faith under this hardship is growing abundantly.
但是他们的信心在这个艰难困苦的境况下呢，格外的增长。
You are flourishing in your faith.
你的信心在蓬勃发展。
Your faith has totally taken off.
你的信心在飞扬。
How does that happen?
这是如何发生的呢？
How can God use hardship?To allow me to thrive and flourish in my faith.
那神是如何通过这些艰难困苦来使我的信心成长的呢？
Notice though that I said your hardships can result. I didn't say hardship will always result.
你呢注意到我用的是就是我们的艰难困苦能够给我们带来，不是说总是会给我们带来。
Because it's whether or not you are recognizing or that you're able to see that God is allowing this hardship, God is allowing this struggle in your life for that purpose.
因为不如果你能够看到神是用这个艰难困苦为了
for his purpose, 为了他的
目标。
That God is actually allowing this pressure that only you know that He knows, but He's using that for you.
神就是用这个压力，只有你知道的压力，他也知道压力，是来帮助我们。
That God uses our struggles.
神使用我们的挣扎。
That God uses these hardships.
神使用这些困境。
What does God use these troubles for?
那神用这些麻烦困难来做什么呢？
Listen, God uses troubles to teach us to trust Him.
神通过这些困难来教导我们要信靠他。
God uses troubles in our life to teach us to trust Him.
神通过我们生活当中的困难来教导我们要信靠他，要
When Jesus comes into our life,
当耶稣来到我们的生命中的时候
He does not promise that He would remove all of our troubles.
他没有允许我们，他会把我们所有的艰难困苦都拿走。
In fact, the Bible calls these trials.
事实上，圣经把这些艰难困苦称作试炼。
And James talks about this in James chapter 1.
我们在雅各书里第一章可以看到
James chapter 1 verse 2
雅各书第一章第二节
It says Count it all joy my brothers
我的弟兄们你们要落在都要以为大喜乐
If you meet trials of various kinds Does it say that?
当你们落在百般试炼中
Count it all joy, my brothers, if you meet trials of various kinds. Does it say if? It doesn't say if. It says when. Whenever. This is the NIV version. This is how I memorize it, so I love this one. Whenever you face trials of many kinds.
当你们落在百般试炼中的时候
Consider it pure joy.
都要以为大喜乐。
Do you have joy under trials?
你们在试炼中有喜乐吗？
I don't always have joy under trials.
我在试炼中不是一直都有喜乐的。
How can he say, be joyful under trials.
那他怎么能说在试炼当中我们还要喜乐呢？
Verse 3 says, because you know that the, what, testing of your faith produces perseverance.
第三节说，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，试炼就生忍耐。
As soon as I read our chair, I heard our chairman this morning read the verse that he read for us.
当我听到我们主席今天早上给我们读的这段经文。
Where's our 主席 PK? That was in 1 Peter, right? PK, 1 Peter what? 1 Peter 3. It's the same concept.
在彼得前书彼得前书三章是同一个概念。
That God is allowing our faith to be tested and refined.
神允许我们的信心被被试炼。
And what does perseverance do? What does this faith that produces perseverance do? What does it do to our faith?
那这个忍耐对我们的信心来说是什么呢？
Look at verse 4. Let it finish its work. It is working. This trial is producing this perseverance and it's working for something. What is it working on?
那这个做工是什么呢？
It's so that you may, what? Be mature and complete.
那第四章是说忍耐也当成功使你们成全完备毫无缺陷。
Listen.
大家请听。
God is actively using the trials that you're facing in your life.
神其实一直在用使用我们生活所面临的这些试炼。
Because the goal of God allowing trials in your life is to what? Mature you, bring you into maturity.
因为目标就是目标就是目的就是要让我们成熟。
The ESV says that you may be perfect and complete.
那圣经上说是你可以成完美。
God's design is to give us times of pressure and times of hardship and struggle because it's doing something for us. It's maturing us.
因为神允许了这些我们所经历的压力和困难是要来让我们成熟。
And you see this happening with these new young brothers and sisters in Christ and Thessalonica.
那我们也看到在帖撒罗尼迦的这群新的弟兄新的信徒他们正是这样经历的。
Under such trials,
他们在这些试炼当中
Under such struggles that they're struggling through, their faith grows abundantly.
在这些挣扎之中他们的信心格外增长。
There's this young boy who always played in his backyard.
有一个小男孩他总是在他们的后院玩。
And in one of the trees in the backyard, he found a little cocoon.
在后院的一棵树上他发现了一个茧。
And he studied this cocoon for some time to see if there's any signs of life in this little cocoon.
他花了一些时间就研究这个茧看看这个茧还是有没有生命的一些迹象。
And at last,
最终
A few days later,
几天以后,
he saw what he was looking for.
他看到了他所在寻找的。
Inside this filmy shell,
在这个壳里面,
he saw a newly formed butterfly.
他看到了在这个茧里面他看到了一个新生的蝴蝶。
And this butterfly inside the cocoon was trying to get out, is struggling to get out.
那这个蝴蝶在这个茧里面的蝴蝶呢，试着要飞出这个茧。
And this boy looked at that butterfly struggling inside.
那这个孩子，这个男孩看着这个茧在挣扎，啊，这个蝴蝶在挣扎。
He was filled with compassion for this butterfly.
他非常同情这个蝴蝶。
So he took out his pocket knife from his pocket.
他拿出了一个小刀。
And he took the knife and he helped to open a hole in the cocoon for the butterfly to get out.
他在这个茧上面呢开了一个小洞，就是帮助这个蝴蝶飞出来。
And exhausted, the butterfly tumbled out and then just laid there on the ground.
那这个蝴蝶其实已经精疲力尽了，它从这个小洞里呢翻了出来。
What the boy didn't know.
这个蝴蝶躺在了地上，但这个男孩子不知道。
Was that the butterflies struggle to escape?
当这个蝴蝶在竭尽全力的时候要飞出来的时候。
And by him cutting open a hole to reduce the struggle.
那他把这个洞开的大一点的时候，为了减少蝴蝶的挣扎。
It mistakenly crippled the butterfly.
其实他正在削弱了这个蝴蝶的能力。
And it doomed the butterfly to never be able to take off.
那最终呢，也使这个蝴蝶呢，这厄运降临在这个蝴蝶身上，这个蝴蝶再也不能飞了。
I think that's the picture.
我觉得这就是这幅图案。
I think in the same way God uses and designs our struggles to help our faith to fly.
我觉得神也是同样的，就是利用我们生活当中那些困难艰辛来增长我们的信心。
God uses the struggles we face in our life, these challenging circumstances, to teach us.To trust him more.
神呢也使用这些我们面临的这些挣扎和这些困难来教导我们要更多的信靠他。
He uses our struggles if we allow him to grow our faith.
他用如果我们允许他帮助我们的信心成长，他可以他就可以用这些艰难困苦的境况。
To bring us into a more mature faith.
那把我们带领到一个更成熟的信心上来。
Did you ever think about that before?
你曾经有没有这样想过呢？
That God designed your faith to grow.
神设计的你的信心是要成长的。
There is a faith in which you come to get saved by.
有这样一个信心，你来到神的面前能够得救。
We saw that many of our youth at Harvest Crusade just a few weeks back, they put their faith in Jesus Christ to get saved.
我们也看到我们有好几个年轻的孩子在前几周那个 Harvest Crusade 时候，他们把他们信心放在了耶稣的身上。
We saw all these baptisms throughout this year and the stories, their testimonies, that they put faith in Jesus Christ because they knew they had sinned and that he was their Savior.
我们也看到通过经过这几年的洗礼和见证，我们也看到我们有很多人把信心放在了耶稣的身上，所以他们可以得救。
But did you know that throughout the New Testament, we see that God's heart for our faith is not to just stay there, but our faith is designed to keep growing.
但是通过新约里我们也看到神不仅仅是要我们有这个信心，但是他也希望我们的信心能够成长。
Just even think about all the different phrases that Jesus said about faith.
我们也来看看就是耶稣所说的几段经文关于信心成长。
In the book of Matthew.
在马太福音里面。
When he was talking to Peter.
当他在和彼得讲的时候。
Jesus said to him in Matthew 14.
在马太福音14章31节。
He said,Oh, you of little faith.
他说到你这小信心的人。
And to a centurion.
然后他也和百夫长说。
He said, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith.
这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没遇见过。
The disciples said to Jesus.
门徒和耶稣说。
In Luke 17:5.
在路加十七章
，Oh Jesus, would you increase our faith?
主耶稣求助增加我们的信心。
So the question is,
那问题就是
，What is happening to your faith?
那你的信心正在发生什么变化呢
？Is your faith growing?
你的信心在成长吗
？Or Have you in certain areas refused to grow?
或许在某些方面你拒绝成长呢？
Is your faith growing?
你的信心在成长吗？
Or in what ways have you refused to grow?
那在哪些方面你拒绝成长呢？
How does God want you to fully trust Him in your difficult circumstance today?
在你的艰难困苦的情况下，神是如何希望你能够完全的信靠他呢？
We all know that no one else may know how really difficult the circumstances that we are under.
我们都知道，或许没有其他的人能够理解，但是我们都知道我们的境况是如此的艰难困苦。
But how does God want you to trust Him more in this?
那神是如何希望你能够在这能够更加的信靠他呢？
I remember even last weekend.
我记得上个周末。
When one of the brothers actually stood up to share.
有一个弟兄站起来做见证。
And what he said.
他说。
Is going to form my next statement.
他所说的就是 我下面所要讲的。
He said, I prayed.
我祷告。
I prayed for God's way out of this circumstance.
我也祷告神，请求神把我带出这个困境。
I asked the whole church to pray for me, to get me out of this circumstance.
我请求整个教会为我祷告让我走出这个困境。
I thought God was going to take me out.Of this circumstance.
我以为神会把我带出来。
And yet God didn't.
但是没有。
And not only did he and his family see that.
不仅仅是他和他的家人看到了这点。
The whole church was praying for him.
整个教会也为他祷告。
We all saw it.
我们也都看到了。
Did God not deliver me out of this circumstance?
神没有把我从这个困境当中带出来吗？
He said, I realized I was praying the wrong way. I was thinking the wrong way.
他说我最终意识到我其实在一个错误的方向祷告。
I don't only want God to just change my circumstance.
我不仅仅是希望神要改变我的境况。
That may not be what He wants for me at this time.
或许这个境况或许是他所不希望看到的。
He said, I want God to change me.
我其实我祷告要神来改变我。
Don't ask God to change your circumstances.
不要请求神来改变你的境况。
Ask God to change you.
请求神来改变你。
These new believers in Thessalonica.
这些在帖撒罗尼迦的新的信徒
These new believers are really an example to us.
这些新的信徒真真实实是我们的一个榜样。
We see the pattern of what God's Word and the Holy Spirit is doing in their lives.
我们看到了这个神的工作和圣灵的工作的一个模式。
That despite their hardships,
除了他们的艰难困境
，even under the persecution of their faith，
甚至在他们信心所遭受的逼迫
，we see that their faith is growing。
我们仍旧看到他们的信心在成长。
And what's more，
那更多是什么呢
？Is the more that they begin to experience God's love for them，
当他们经历到更多的神的爱的时候。
Their love for brothers and sisters of their church begins to flow out more and more.
他们对他们兄弟姐妹的爱，彼此间的爱也是在更加的成长。
Because that's always what happens in due measure. That's always what happens.
这就是我们通常可以看到的。
When faith is growing,
当信心在成长的时候
your love.For brothers and sisters will keep flowing.
那你对弟兄姐妹之间的爱也会成长。
When your faith continues to understand the great love of God for you,
那当你的信心让你明白神对你的大爱的时候
，naturally, your love for even those who are difficult to love will begin to flow out of you, will pour out of you.
很自然的，你的爱对弟兄姐妹的爱，尽管那些很不值得的爱的人，你也会对这些弟兄姐妹的爱，你都会增长。
Another way to put this is，
那用另外的方式说。
Your faith is the root.
你的信心是根。
And your love is the fruit.
你的爱就是果子。
You have your faith rooted down deeper and deeper.
那如果你的信心这个根越来越深的话。
Your love for your brothers and sisters is going to be the fruit of that faith.
那你对弟兄姐妹的爱就是这个根所产生的果子。
That love to minister to others.
这个相互服侍的爱。
That love to not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
No.
That's what it says in Hebrews. It says that how do you say in Chinese? 你会更有这个愿意跟弟兄姐妹聚在一起。虽然有些会有这个习惯性不跟弟兄姐妹在一起，是在希伯来书第十章二十五节。Right? You guys know what I'm talking about? Okay? Okay? Did you understand my Chinese? Was that okay? Okay? See, some are in the habit to say, I don't need to be there.
有些人习惯性的就会说，我不需要在那边。
But even out of love, you be there.
但是因为爱，你就会在那里。
Even out of love, even though you know that this brother is so hard to love, I can't love him.
因为爱，虽然这个弟兄很不值得爱。
Every time he says something, I just 讨厌死了 I don't like this.
那每次他说什么，我就非常的讨厌。
Every time I see him,
每次我看到他。
I just go the other way.
我就会避开他。
But if your faith is the root,
但是如果你的信心是根的话，
then your love is the fruit.
那你的爱就是果子。
Whenever your faith grows, you will see the natural result of loving brothers and sisters more and more and more.
但不管何时，如果你的信心在成长的话，你就会看到这个自然的果子，你对兄弟姐妹的爱就会越来越多。
We see this all throughout the book of 1 John.
我们在约翰一书整本书上也看到了这一点。
That is love for God.
这就是对神的爱。
That love for God results in this love for brothers and sisters.
对神的爱就使我们对能够对兄弟姐妹彼此相爱。
Don't think of the church as these activities on Saturday night. I have to go to this club meeting.
那不要认为就是教会的这些比如说周六晚上的一些活动。
啊、oh, 又要去了啊。Oh, I have to go again.
觉得我们好像一定要去。
啊、ah, 累死了。I'm so tired. Why do I have to go to church again? Twice? Wow!
为什么我每周要去两次呢
?No. If that's your attitude,
如果这是你的态度的话
we know what's happening with your faith.
我们知道你的信心是什么。
You don't need to come.
你不是一定要来。
Don't force yourself to come.
不要勉强你自己来。
You come because you love your brothers and sisters.
你来是因为你爱你的弟兄姐妹。
That's the testimony we see in this church of Thessalonica.
这就是我们在帖撒罗尼迦这个教会里所见到的见证。
Even by giving thanks for these two things.
那为了这两件事而感恩。
Paul.Just nailed the priorities of the church.
那保罗呢也指出了我们教会最重要的是什么
Listen to that again. Just by thanking them for these two things right at the beginning of the letter.
那我们就想一想我们在这封信一开始的保罗所指出的这两件事
He says, no one, we have to thank God for this.
他说我们一定要为这而感谢神。
Paul is thanking God for the things that matter to God.
保罗是在对神来说重要的事情而感谢神。
A faith that is growing.
一个在成长的信心。
And a love for brothers and sisters that is just increasing.
对兄弟姐妹之间彼此相爱的心也在成长。
That's why Paul thanks God.For those two things.
所以保罗就为这两件事而感谢神。
But what do you thank God for usually?
那你通常是为什么而感谢神呢?
What are we usually thankful for?
我们通常是为什么而感恩呢?
We might be thankful for our health. We're thankful for our job security. A lot of us are thankful for our finances. We're thankful for our family. We're thankful that there are people that serve us. We might be thankful for our children. But even when you're thankful for your children, what are you really thankful for when you see their life? Ooh, I'm thankful that they got a good SAT score.
Oh,
I'm thankful that they got A's again. Oh, I'm thankful that they have good friends. Oh, I'm thankful that they made it on the sports team. We're interested in their social success. We're interested in their health. We're interested in their future success. But how many of us have been praying for their souls? For their faith to grow. For their love for brothers and sisters to grow. Let me ask you a question. If you were given a choice to have a child who loves God, but wasn't academically strong, or musically talented, wasn't the best athlete, or didn't end up being the most successful child, but this child has this rich love for God, a devotion to God, who tries hard in what they do, but they're not worldly success. And your child is filled with faith and growing in love for others. What would you say? Would you rather be able to choose a child that is worldly successful or a child that is a success in God's eyes? Would you rather have a child who was growing rich in their faith and love, or a child growing in worldly success?
丰丰富富的成长呢，还是一个孩子在属事上很成功的？
This will show you exactly where your priority is at.
这就能够看出你最看重的是什么？
What is your priority?
那你最看重的是什么呢？
What is our priority for the brothers and sisters of our church?
那对我们教会的兄弟姐妹来说，我们最看重的是什么呢？
You see, what Paul is thanking God for in this church is the priority.
那你们也看到，就是保罗，就是为这个教会所看重的而感谢神。
He said, God, look at them.
他说，神啊，你看看他们。
They are growing in their faith for you.
他们对你的信心。
And their love for one another is just abounding.
他们彼此间的爱是如此的丰富。
They're becoming more and more like Christ.
他们越来越像基督。
They're sacrificing for one another more and more.
他们越来越多的为彼此牺牲。
That's what you want, God.
这就是你所希望看到的神。
Do you think that every church has these priorities right?
那你觉得每个教会都把这些重要的事项放对了吗?
Do you think it's easy to just keep these priorities?
你觉得 很容易嘛就把这些事项重要事项放对。
Just like those questions earlier reveals your priority.
就像我刚才问你的这些事情能够显示你所看重的是什么。
There are even churches that are mentioned in the Bible that lost the right priority.
甚至在圣经上也提到一个教会被教会这个教会是遗失了方向。
They lost these priorities.
他们遗失了什么对他们来说重要的事情。
All of them.
所有的人。
In that church.
在那个教会所有的人。
The example I thought of was the church in Sardis.
我也看到，就是举的例子，我举的例子是在撒迪教会的这个例子。
You see in Revelation chapter 3.
我们来看启示录3章。
I know your works, God says to them.
神对他们说，我知道你的行为。
You have the reputation of being alive.
安明你是活的。
But you're dead.
其实是死的。
Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete, same word, mature, in the sight of my God.
你要警醒，兼顾那剩下将要哀慰的，因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有样式完全。
This is a church that did not let, where the brothers and sisters did not see their troubles as God teaching them to trust Him more.
这个教会的兄弟姐妹们没有把试炼当做神对他们的信心，没有把试炼当做在信心里成长的一个方式。
They let their circumstance deteriorate their faith.
他让这群人让他们的境况打败了他们。
They look alive.
他们看上去是活的。
They look like any normal body of believers should.
他们看上去是跟其他教会的人一模一样。
But they were dying.
但是他们是死的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们,
what is our priority here?
那我们这个教会最看重的是什么呢?
What is the priority for your own life?
那你自己的生命上最重要的是什么?
What is the priority that you have over your children?
那你对你孩子来说最重要的是什么呢?
Why do we hold high God's word here and prayer and ministry towards one another and fellowship?
那在这里我们为什么要高举神的话，还有祷告，还有相互服侍和团契呢？
Because these are part of God's recipe to help our faith grow and our love for brothers and sisters to increase.
因为这就是神用的一种方式来帮我们在信心里成长。
That is how we can bring glory to God.
这就是我们如何能把荣耀带给神，归于神。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word this morning.
父啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I pray that you help us to receive it not only as a charge for us, but also to remind us, Lord, that you speak it very graciously and kindly to us.
神啊，我祷告我们都能听进这个信息。 不仅仅是说让我们更加有能力，但是也希望我们能够把你这些所有的珍贵的话语真真实实的活出来。
You are the great compassionate God.
你是这位伟大的，有同情心的神。
You love us so much.
你是如此的爱我们。
But that does not mean that you would withhold struggles in order to help us grow for our good.
但是这并不代表说为了帮助我们的成长，你会把我们的困难拿开。
Would you give us grace?
请你给我们恩典。
So that we can see how you are using these circumstances in our life to help us grow.
那我们就可以看到为了我们的成长。 通过这些困境，我们能够帮助我们成长。
Humble us.
能够使我们谦卑。
So that we can trust in you and not depend on ourselves.
那我们就可以信靠你，而不是依靠自己。
I thank you, God, for what we see in this church.
神啊，我感谢你啊，为了我们啊这个教会而感谢你。
Not all the brothers and sisters.
不是所有的弟兄姐妹。
But many of our brothers and sisters, we can say, are growing, flourishing in their faith.
但是我们可以说是我们有非常多的弟兄姐妹在他们的信心在蓬勃的成长。
And we see from these brothers and sisters the love for one another, which is just increasing.
我们也看到这些兄弟姐妹之间彼此的爱也在真真实实的成长。
That cannot be the work of any man.
我们知道这不是人做的工。
That is the work of God in us.
这是神在我们当中做工。
And so we too, like Paul, can give you thanks.
所以我们也可以像保罗一样给你感恩。
May we continue in this path.
让我们继续在这走这条道路。
That would bring glory to your name.
可以把一切的荣耀归给你。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.